I'd like to say a few words about our guided heart practice this afternoon. In your own practice of metta, you may have encountered at times how using the classical phrases can be quite dry, or it simply becomes the repetition of words, and you're sort of disconnected from the meaning. Have you ever had that experience of practicing metta, where may you be happy, may you know peace, may you be free, etc., etc.? I think of the practice of metta as like jazz, in that we have to improvise. We have to find ways that it really resonates, where we're connected with it in a heartfelt and even an embodied way. So I'd like to offer perhaps a unique form of practicing metta, which is a very kind of embodied practice. For me, gratitude is a very powerful doorway. One of my teachers said that grace can only be received through the doorway of gratitude. That when you shift your attention to gratitude, you begin to appreciate and feel the mystery, the aliveness of what is here. We'll begin with a reflection on the senses, of exploring gratitude as it's experienced through each of the different senses. And then I will be leading kind of a classic body scan meditation. Traditionally, when we practice the body scan in Vipassana, we are just encountering the sensations as they are without trying to change them or manipulate them. You know, we're not trying to arrive at any particular state. This is somewhat different than doing the body scan in a yoga practice, where we're kind of consciously wanting to invoke a feeling of relaxation or energy flow. And just as when you do the body scan, energy follows awareness. So whatever you focus on, you can oftentimes feel sensation moving. You can feel energy moving. You might feel a sense of relaxation. But it's a secondary manifestation of your concentration. In this particular body scan, what we'll be attuning to is a feeling of gratitude and appreciation. As I mentioned, different body parts. You can let your attention move to that part of the body, first to experience what it feels like from the inside. But then you might just experiment with offering with it a sense of gratitude, a sense of appreciation to that part of the body and how the body has in many ways been here to serve you and your higher purpose. Then we'll have a period of silence at the end for you to practice and do your own jazz metta improvisation. So when you're ready, you can close the eyes. And as we turn our attention to this practice, you might consciously let go of any attachment to the results, any expectations, but to let this be an inquiry into the aliveness of the senses, the aliveness of the body, and these qualities of kindness, of compassion, of joy and equanimity. You might first turn your attention to the realm of hearing. And you might reflect on the different sounds in your life that have touched you, that you feel grateful for, or a sense of appreciation. It might be the sound of your favorite music, the sound of a loved one's voice. We'll take a few minutes to reflect. turning your attention to the realm of touch. In this moment, the air against your skin. Internally, the movement of breath, of vibration or tingling or pulse. And reflecting on your experience of touch, of all the different forms of touch that bring you to a place of gratitude or appreciation. The touch of a loved one, a warm bath, being in nature, opening to the stream of gratitude, appreciation, and the realm of touch. Exploring the sense door of taste. The foods that fill you with a sense of gratitude or appreciation. Your favorite foods as a child and those who prepared those foods for you. The sense door of smell. What scents or smells enliven and awaken the heart? the sense door of sight? What images have enlivened you in this life? What images touch your heart? In this tradition, the brain is considered a sense organ. The brain, which draws in this raw data of sensation that synthesizes, interprets, in your own way, offering a sense of appreciation, of gratitude to your brain. As you turn your attention to the body scan, sensing each body part from the inside, exploring the realm of gratitude and appreciation, knowing there may be other emotions that you contact as you sense through the body, making room, making space for whatever may arise. Sensing the crown of the head and the scalp. The forehead and temples. And the eyes and the muscles around the eyes. And the muscles of the face. and the lips and the tongue. The teeth and the jaw. And the sinus cavities, the inside of the mouth. The back of the head and the base of the skull. The space inside the throat and the back of the neck. As you continue with this body scan, you may encounter memories of illness, unpleasant sensation of old wounds, and you might just sense how you might hold this with a sense of tenderness, compassion. The left shoulder and the left shoulder blade. The right shoulder and the right shoulder blade. Sensing down the left arm, down through the elbow, and down through the wrist. Feeling the space inside the thumb, the fingertips, the space inside the hand. And the perception of life in the left hand. Pulse, vibration, tingling. And sensing down the length of the right arm, down through the elbow, and down through the wrist. And feeling the space, the aliveness in the right thumb and the fingertips of the right hand. the space inside the palm and fingers, a perception of life, tingling vibration, pulse. The lungs and the heart. The diaphragm and rib cage. The lower back and the buttocks. The belly. The lower abdomen and down through the floor of the pelvis. The organs of digestion. The organs of reproduction. The left hip joint. The right hip joint. Sensing down the legs, as if you could sense down through the center of the bones, from the hip joints down through the knees. The backs of the knees, the kneecaps. Down through the ankles, and the tops of the feet and the toes, and the soles of the feet. Feeling the presence of life force. Sense doors wide open. The feeling of the breath inside. The perception of energy, of tingling, vibration, and pulse. As you reflect on the following phrases, you might either repeat them internally or look for the feeling tone. And if that feeling tone is not present, you might sense your willingness to embody these qualities. May I feel happy. May I feel peace. May I feel strong and vibrant. May I feel safe from inner and outer harm. May I feel free from suffering. In these remaining minutes, continuing in your own time, in your own way, reflecting on embodied presence. On the felt sense of happiness, of peace, of inner strength and vitality, of safety and freedom.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.